It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I am excited to have my special guest, Lena Hubbard. She is a wonderful lady. I love her. We go to church together. I got to talk to her and had her come on the program. She was a celebrity in her country when she was younger, and so I wanted to talk to her about her life as a celebrity and then how did she find God? I mean, what changed in her life? So we're going to hear her story. It's a fascinating story, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. But if you would like to get in touch with me, all you have to do is go to my website, ambermayshow.com, and you can email me there, or you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. I am always looking for partners to join me and partner beside me to grow the radio program. And now, thanks to my wonderful church, you can now get a tax deduction. So to find out all that information, visit my website, ambermayshow.com, and visit the donation page. Well, with no further ado, I'd like to introduce my friend Lena Hubbard to the program. Welcome to the Amber May Show.
Thank you, Amber.
Well, I was so fascinated by you, and your voice is wonderful. She's on the praise team at our church, and I just love hearing her sing. And then I heard at church that she was a singer, and she was a professional singer, and she was a celebrity. So I just thought, wow, what a fascinating story. I've never met a celebrity that I could talk to who had a life transformation that occurred to them. And as we talk, you might hear an accent from her, and she comes from the wonderful country of Sweden. And I'd like you to talk to us about your what it was like growing up, and then how did you become a singer over in Sweden?
First of all, my name back then, I mean, I still kept Anderson, very Swedish name. And so that's what I was known as, Lena Anderson. And I'm actually on YouTube if somebody wants to look it up. And I have some of my old music that other people have put there. And then I have put some Christian songs there since I got saved. And, it could be a very long story. I'm going to try and make it short. I've lived in the United States for about 11 years now, and I met my husband online, actually, in 2000 we met, and then we got married in 2001, and I moved here, and we lived in California first 10 years, and now we live here in Arizona.
Did you live in Sweden before that?
And oh,
you
yeah.
You moved here when you got married?
Oh, yeah. We met online. Uh-huh. He lived in Carlsbad, California.
Okay.
I lived in Oskarshamn, a little town on the Swedish east coast.
Oh, wow.
So I had kind of moved out in the country. I have lived in Stockholm most of my life, and but I had kind of moved out in the country, and I was ready to get married, to be honest. I had been saved then for about 15 years, and it was really hard to find somebody. And so I tried to go on a Christian website, and, you know, it worked. So that's how that happened.
That's wonderful. That's so wonderful.
Yeah. How I grew up, you asked me. I didn't grow up in a Christian home, but, you know, I was born in the 50s, so in Sweden back then, I mean, people were more godly, and, you know, even though I wasn't from a Christian family, they put me in Sunday school, and when I was, you know, around 14, it was like a tradition. Everybody would do the confirmation thing, and I did too, and I was serious about it. First I said, I'm not going to do it, and I sort of wanted to take a stand, and then I said, no, I am going to do it, because, you know, a lot of people did it just to get the gifts or whatever, you know, party after.
Right, right.
But I was serious in that sense that I really wanted to do it. And, you know, you hear a lot about God, and the only thing, unfortunately, you don't hear much about Jesus or salvation. That's what they don't really teach you. So what I remember was that you know, at the confirmation day, you take communion for the first time, and I just know Holy Spirit touched me. I mean, I didn't have words for it, but something had happened to me that was holy. I kind of knew that, and I remember we had the family gathered at home, and I was just standing out on the balcony. I didn't even want to go inside. I didn't want all the party going on. Something had happened to me. I just knew something had happened. You know, Holy Spirit had touched me. And and by then I was 14. And then when I was 15, I was discovered. You know, how does that happen? But
yeah,
I hadn't sung very much. I had a good music teacher. He inspired me, but I had never really sung in public. But at my girlfriend's tape recorder, I recorded 7 songs, played the guitar, and we sent it to the Swedish radio broadcasting company. And they had a special program where anybody could send in anything. I mean, fun stuff. You could do whatever, you know, goofy stuff. Or but I recorded 7 songs, sent it in, and they called us. They called, I mean, not us, but I mean my family. They called on our home phone and asked, can we play this on the radio? And I mean, that's national radio. We didn't have, like now, a million channels, you know.
Right.
This was the radio.
Oh, wow.
So that was like, oh, wow. I remember I was home, my dad was home, and we were just like, wow. So we said yes, of course. What else could we do? And then Dad and I went up to Stockholm, and when they played this on the radio, let's cut there.
Oh. Go ahead. Okay. Fine.
They played the tape on the radio, and when they played it, it seemed like every producer in Sweden was listening. So they started to call like crazy. I mean, every record company called, and we were quite overwhelmed. I mean, we lived in a small town. We didn't know anything about the big world, you know. But there was one guy that was very, very persistent, and his name was Stig Andersen, who later turned out, I mean, he became ABBA's manager and sometimes called the fifth ABBA because he wrote a lot of the lyrics and, you know, he was very much part of their success. So anyhow, this was before ABBA. This was 1971, we're talking now. And Dad and I went up to Stockholm and I recorded the songs again, but with a professional guitar player for a radio show. And at the same time, we met Stig Andersen for the first time. And this was in January of 1971. In February, the same year, I recorded my first album on my sports holidays from school.
Wow.
So I went up 1 week. We took everything live in the studio, and I sang with the musicians. I mean, that was unusual even then. But that's how we did it. We just took it, and a lot of very acoustic and a lot of folk style music, sort of.
How did you feel being in a recording studio for the first time?
I don't know. I mean, you know, when you're young like that, things happen to you, and it's almost like, I mean, you don't have any references. You don't know how unique that is. You're just in it. You know what I mean? And we were overwhelmed. We were, and you know how everything happened so fast, and we recorded it in February. In April, one of the songs was number one on the charts. I mean,
wow.
Bullet from nowhere to number one, just boom. And then I did my debut in a TV show called Helan's Corner, and everybody was watching. I was on the front pages of every newspaper the next day. I mean, it was just crazy.
It was like overnight success.
Absolutely, totally overnight. And
you were nobody, and then all of a sudden, everyone knows you.
Absolutely. And I mean, the funny thing was, Stig Andersen, when he first heard me on the radio, he could hardly find me. Nobody knew me. Nobody knew me. I had never sung anywhere. So that took a while before he even could find me. You know what I mean? Because nobody knew, had ever heard me. So. So it was like from my little room as a young girl out on the big stages. So that it was crazy in many, many ways.
What was it like to perform for the first time in front of a big crowd?
Well, we started touring in June, same year, 79 gigs around Sweden. And we have something called the Swedish Folk Parks, very special for Sweden. It's unique. It's only open in the summer, usually, or sometimes they have an inside thing too going on in the winter, but they have those big stages outside, and everybody tours there. Every artist in Sweden goes on tour in the summertime. So it's just something you do, you know. So I had a band that they were kind of amateurs. They weren't professionals, but they were good. They were kind of acoustic, clean, young band, sort of, you know, no drums, just guitars and what do you call a bass? That's
it is a bass. Uh huh.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
It's a bass.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Not an electric, but an acoustic.
Yeah, yeah. Like a violin bass. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, big one. And it was, I mean, the first summer I think everything was kind of fun, you know. And then the hard awakening for me was coming back that fall, because I wanted to go back to high school, and because now I was going to start my first year in high school, and that was a pretty rough landing, you know, just coming home, going back to school, new school, because I had moved them from ninth grade to high school, and then, you know, nobody, I mean, I wasn't with my old friends anymore, but with new people, and I was famous. So, I mean, that was the hardest for me ever.
Was it hard to make friends then? Cause
I was terrified, you know, because I was, all of a sudden, I was on a different level. I mean, it was just different, you know. That was hard. So because of that, I moved. The next year, I moved to Stockholm. Finished high school and everything, but I moved because I couldn't stand it. It was too hard to be so famous in a small town, and that happened to me, and then I...
So you went to high school in Stockholm?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I finished that. Never went to college. I mean, I did that much, much later. I never finished college. I mean, it wasn't even on my brain.
Why would you? You're making good money. Yeah. You're doing something you love.
Right.
I wouldn't think about
it. And nobody thought about it.
No.
Yeah, everybody was in music. I mean, we didn't care about that.
Exactly.
So that was, yeah. But then... you know, because everything was so hectic, and I toured every year. I toured for about 10 years. So already when I was 19, 20, I started to feel burned out almost.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I was, in my soul and everything, kind of broken. I mean, I wasn't the same person, you know. I mean, I don't remember having any problems when I was younger, you know what I mean? I have friends, we have fun, but all of a sudden being famous puts you in such a different place.
Have you ever lost an important document on your computer? Have you ever experienced a computer crash? If you have, then you know how frustrating it can be when you lose those important files. Now, thanks to Mozi.com/Amber, you can avoid all those possible frustrations. Mozi.com/Amber is an online backup to your computer. You will never have to worry about losing the family photos or any important documentation. Try it today and receive a discount. You get 15% off Mozi Home with promo code Amber, or 15% off Mozi Pro with promo code Amber. They protect your files with military-grade encryption, the same security online banks use during data transfers. So save time and effort backing up on your CDs or external hard drives that can eat up a lot of time. You can only manage to do it so often. And there's still a chance that these storage devices can be lost, destroyed, or stolen. So what are you waiting for? Visit Mozi.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber and you'll save 15% off on your file protection. Amber is a paid affiliate of Mozi.com.